And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. On our 1,000th show, we're giving away two big $50 giveaways to Elijah's Restaurant, the best deli with the best pastrami in San Diego. You're going to have to listen and figure out how to get there. In the meantime, our opening up, our DDD, our beginning, the Father of Lies. The Father of Lies. Then we're going to take a peek at where the war is. Interesting. We'll wind that down with truth being used as a weapon and close it out with power punches.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Elvis has left the building. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Not likely. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, except for roast beef sandwiches. Because if you talk about roast beef sandwiches right now from Elijah's, like we're going to give away, I'm just going to get hungry, I'm going to blow my diet, and my wife's going to get mad at me. So you can't do that. Hey, you know why we said all that? Because it's not professional radio, it's justified radio. That's right, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then we're coming back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, "Doc, I need some brain surgery, so just pull out that scalpel and get her done." Not a smooth move. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cool day.
Football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I love that song. It's a great song. It's another one of the songs my brother does. Actually, all the songs are the songs my brother does. We're using his material. That's why. He was really like, really? Really? You bet. It's great stuff. We are going to do one of the deeper, more intense DDD teachings. You know, those scenes we did the last hour. We talked about the testimony. That'll be podcast up soon enough for the 1,000th show. I certainly hope if you didn't get a chance to hear it, you do get a chance to hear that. We're going to get into this whole element of spiritual warfare. Before we do, we're going to give away right now in honor of the 1,000th show. And I really think that the honor of the 1,000th show should go to the audience that they've put up with me 1,000 times. People can go, I've listened to that guy 1,000 times. Now, see, I was thinking more like they need shock therapy if they've done that. Much better. We're going to give away a $50 Elijah Restaurant gift certificate. It's 50 bucks. Now, there's a couple rules you got to know. You can't take this in, spend $35, and get 15 back. It doesn't work that way, and you guys know it, okay? No weirdness. Number two, you got to come pick it up. Number three, it's 50 bucks in food for the best pastrami in San Diego. So you only have to answer this question. All right, I have a grandchild. I talked about that grandchild 900 times in the last year. I have another grandchild that's coming in 4 weeks. I'm too young for this. Anyway, the grandchild that I have now, not the one that's coming in 4 weeks, the one that is current. I can't even tell you her name because that gives away the whole thing. Is it my granddaughter or my grandson? Is it my granddaughter or my grandson? If you know the answer and you are interested in getting $50 in a gift certificate, no strings attached, it's not buy one, get one. $50 gift certificate, boom. Call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Do not talk to Todd for an hour. That's my nicest way of saying that.
So the question is, what's coming to your grandson or granddaughter?
No, the question is, who do I already have?
Oh, who do you already have? Okay,
right.
Okay.
See, got you confused. It's not good when I'm confusing my... my producer. So if you're interested in that gift, now you don't have to get the gift certificates. If you guys don't get the gift certificates, yeah, that's fine. But it is that simple. Granddaughter or grandson, what do I have now current? The one that's had to go to Tennessee to see. Let's see if you've been listening to the show at all over the last 1,000 shows. You call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. And I'm just going to leave that there because I got to get into the teaching. It's way too deep and way too important for me to leave hanging. There are many benefits in Christianity, are there not? There are many benefits in Christianity. Eternal life, relationship with God, it is a fantastic gift. Sure. I say that, nobody calls, and now 15 people call at once. You guys are killing me. Just remember, I'm giving away stuff all year long. I'm not kidding. Big stuff. Money stuff. Christianity got a lot of benefits, but there's a problem in Christianity, and a lot of people do not recognize it, so let's talk about it. You, as a Christian, are in a war. Revelation 12:17, then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commandments and hold fast their testimony about Jesus. The dragon does not like you. You're who the dragon doesn't like. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says this, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. You and I are in spiritual warfare. I'm not keen on trying to identify spirits of cities. I think that's a little more dangerous. I think the reason Ephesians 6:12 says what it says is simple. You're in a warfare that's bigger than you see. And there is spiritual warfare on a regular basis. And if you're a Christian, if you name the name of Christ, if you hold fast to the testimony about Jesus Christ, you're in that warfare. If you are unaware that you are in that warfare, Satan is doing an excellent job then, isn't he? And I want to talk about one of the definitions of Satan, and it's important to understand this, and this is where it all starts. John 8:42-44, Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I have come from God. I have not come on my own, God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and he wants to carry out, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Do you know what it means when it says that Satan is the father of lies? When it says the devil is the father of lies, that means that he's the daddy of lies. The devil is the father of lies. By the way, the word Satan that's referred to in Revelation 12:7, that word, by the way, just in case you don't know, means opponent. Satan means opponent. You starting to get this? There's a war. And he's coming after people that hold the testimony of Jesus. Are you holding the testimony of Jesus? You're in the war. It's a struggle, not against flesh and blood. It's, you know, as goofy as Nancy Pelosi is, your big warfare is not Nancy Pelosi, as much as the spirit behind. You understand? And we're in a war, and Jesus makes it clear that people that reject the truth or that, you know, that don't engage towards the truth, they're connected to the father of lies. Now, you might be thinking, well, how does the father of lies, devil's the father of lies, he's the opponent, he's the accuser of the brethren, how does that affect us? His lies, get this, and if you miss it, I'm going to be kind of bumming. His lies, Satan's lies, are what put the twists in our thinking and in our mind. It's not that he can read or know all the things that you think. But when Satan lies to us and we engage in that lie, we give him that opening. And now I want you to think, in your life, are there any lies that the enemy has used against you that has wounded you, that has affected you, that has put you on the defense, that has put you in a position where you're freaking out, where you feel like things are against you, the universe is against you, or are you going through a process where the struggle is so great you just don't even know if the Lord's in it, you don't know if you can get through it? Every one of those elements that comes around, a simple question, has the enemy dropped a lie on you? And have you accepted that lie and thereby giving him permission to continue? Because the truth is, Jesus teaches us to resist the enemy. James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It's an active scripture that we are engaged in spiritual warfare, but we still must resist. What are we resisting when we're dealing with Satan? Are you resisting somebody coming and giving you $50 million of bad money? That doesn't happen too often, does it? But you know what does happen often? The enemy comes in with his lies, and they are towards your demise and God's insult. And that's what he tries to use. In other words, he tries to create contempt on your part for that which you see of God. And when we get back, we're going to do something you haven't seen yet. We're going to tell on David. I'm going to confess something that you've heard one time in 4 years, but I'm going to show you how the enemy can use lies with anybody. And if you receive it, any time, and if you receive it, it twists you. That's what I'm going to talk about. So you just hold on, because it's going to get a little intense. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K Praise the Christian Station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K Praise the Christian Station.
There is a devastating disease crippling children, disfiguring them, leaving once beautiful faces marked with the unmistakable signs of leprosy, causing them to live a life of pain, shame, and isolation. But you can help American Leprosy Missions find, diagnose, and cure these children. You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now, 800-443-0838, 800-443-0838. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind, just dial these numbers, 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcalibarRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the yard?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. Because our modern culture emphasizes one's personal independence, it's often easy to think that as long as you have the all-sufficient Holy Spirit living within you, then that's all you need to live the Christian life. While that is true in one sense, the reality is you are not completely sanctified, so you don't always allow the Spirit to do His work. Therefore, God uses other believers under the Spirit's control to minister correction and exhortation and encouragement to you. And the primary way that Christians fulfill that is by meeting regularly to stimulate one another to love and good works. The idea of being an extension of the Holy Spirit's ministry ought to encourage you toward greater faithfulness, not only that you might enjoy the Spirit's work in your life, but be useful for the Spirit to work in the life of someone else.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I should let you know if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. My wife busted me.
That's right.
We are radio excellence right here. She sent me a text. This is what's good about having a wife that knows what's going on. You want to hear the text that my wife sent me? She said, "You said, is she my granddaughter or my grandson?" Yeah. I blew that one. If I get one letter wrong, see? One letter. She, he, that doesn't matter. All right, let's get into this. We're talking about the father of lies. I want to tell you a story real quick. Our time is tight and there's so much to share. So I want to get to it because power punches is the coolest part of this whole sharing. Next segment, we'll give away another $50 gift certificate. So you want to listen specifically because I'm going to pull the question out of this segment right here. But I want to give you an understanding of 2 Corinthians 11, 1 through 3, and 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, just real quickly. 2 Corinthians 11, 1 through 3, "But I'm afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds," what does it say? "Your minds," M-I-N-D-S, "your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ." There is a warfare that goes on for the Christians, and if you're not aware, this greatly or largely takes place between your left and right ear. That's where it's happening. That's where this warfare is happening. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5, you really, and I did this in King James because I prefer it in King James, just bear with me. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations." Did you hear that phrase? "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring into captivity every thought unto the obedience of Christ. In other words, imaginations in our minds are like these little fortresses. Satan puts a lie in there, and we build a little protection around the lie, and it becomes a fortress. And that lie then takes an impact or affects our life. And the scripture is clear. It's not that Satan knows everything, but if he drops a lie and you receive the lie and build on the lie, you did give him access through the lie. You can't take that away. I mean, there's nothing you can do to escape that. And I'll give you a quick example so you can understand how subtle the lie can be. Ready? I talked to you about this before. I'll tell you about it again. I'm preaching in the church, and when I preach on the gospel, when I preach on the death, burial, and resurrection, if you think I get animated on this show, you should see me in front of an audience of several hundred people. I go nuts, right? I put the Microsoft dude to shame. I just go ballistic. So I'm preaching one time, and I'm talking about the death, burial, and resurrection. The church is kind of large. We've split out a wall, and there's a lady who's visiting one of our people that attend. And she's sitting right next to him, and I'm saying, and Jesus Christ is the answer. You know what she does? She shakes her head no. Most people would say, well, that's very insulting. I say, that's a challenge. So then I preach harder on the death and burial of Christ. She gives the no. Back and forth. Then I go after it with everything I got. I preach on the death, burial, and resurrection. I'm not sure I took a breath. Bam, 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 point after point after point. I must have used 30 scriptures. She shakes her head no. Well, I'm going to talk to this lady right after service, right? Because I see what's going on here, right? Service is over. I don't even talk to the normal people I talk to. Go right up to Victor. That's the lady. The lady's with Victor. Shake Victor's hand. I go, hi, Victor, how you doing? He goes, good, Dave. I go, I'd like you to meet my aunt. All right, hi. Victor goes, she doesn't speak English. What? Victor goes, she doesn't speak English. I'm sitting there thinking, no, no, dude. You don't understand. When I was on the pulpit, and I didn't say this to him, but I'm thinking this. I was saying these great points of scripture, and she was shaking her head no. No, she wasn't. She doesn't speak English. In my mind, there's a whole scenario going on, right? Now, I know the Lord's has used this about 15,000 times in my life. But the point is, you see something, you assume something, you operate on something, and it ain't so. Which is where Scripture says casting down imaginations. Hey, you know what I wasn't operating in? Truth. That's what I wasn't operating in. You might be going, wow, I know, but that's just a simple mistake. Yeah, and it's one that I bought into and went down the road of and entertained and opened the door for, and I'm the dummy. It was my fault. Like when you go to church, oh, you think it's just me? When you go to church and somebody looks at you funny and you look at your husband or you look at your wife and you go, what's their problem? What did I do to offend them? Not knowing that they had a terrible breakfast that morning and they were just wincing because of the stuff going on in their stomach. Oh, yeah, it happens to you too. What's the problem here? The problem is that the enemy exploits those moments where you and I give ground. And he's the father of lies, so he gets to build up these great big lies that if you don't shut down, become these unbelievable stories that are based on nothing. And you think, well, no, it has to be a lie. The word lie, just so you can know, comes from the origin of absence of truth. It doesn't have to be a distorted truth. It can just be no truth. And what happens is we get ourselves caught up in those things. So we need to understand the principle here. There is one fantastic, incredible, awesome weapon that we get to utilize that breaks the power of the lie. Want to know what that is? What do you think would break the power of a lie? The truth, right? Right, Tugboat Todd? Would you say the truth?
Yes.
The truth breaks the power of a lie. The truth renders the absence of truth helpless. The truth renders a falsehood helpless. The truth brings imaginations down and doesn't let the running away of the mind take place. You want to know what real spiritual warfare is? It's between your left and right ear when you leave that territory open and the enemy throws something in there and you go, sounds good to me, and you jump in on that and then travel down that road, and that road doesn't even really exist. That's a huge part of spiritual warfare, which is why we're supposed to, and you're thinking, well, that seems impossible to be able to rein all that information or all that process in your brain. That just seems like an unbelievable, daunting task. And my friend, you are so right that by yourself, you will never, ever do it. But with Jesus, all things are possible. So that then becomes a whole nother issue. But now you can understand why people, even in political positions and commentary positions, speak such falsehoods. Their minds are open, the falsehoods come in, and they simply repeat and build. What we're going to talk about is how do we use the truth as a weapon against the lies? Because we need to use that weapon every single day. So I'm warning you now as we get ready to give away our last gift certificate, our last food certificate, that the key to remember is that the truth is the great weapon we need to use. Keep that in mind for when we return. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The world is changing. Don't get caught unprepared. Join the For Such a Time as This conference, February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. How can you not only survive, but spiritually thrive during these challenging times? How is Israel God's prophetic timepiece? What are our God-appointed callings in these times? Hear powerful, inspirational speakers, including the world's foremost Jewish apologist and radio host, Dr. Michael Brown, co-host of the Way of the Masters TV show, Ray Comfort, and Tom Doyle, the award-winning author of Dreams and Visions in the Muslim World and Terrorism, Living Your Faith When It's Not Safe. Plus, you'll be able to see the world's only complete set of ancient Old Testament scrolls and experience Tabernacle Alai, a life-size reenactment of the biblical tabernacle. Don't miss For Such a Time as This, Israel, Islam, and the Church. President's Day weekend at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. Only $19 through February 2nd, $34 at the door. Space is limited. Register at IsraelNowConference.com. That's IsraelNowConference.com.
We are never out of God's sight and His loving care.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. David writes, on the day our youngest daughter was flying from Munich to Barcelona, I visited my favorite flight tracking website to follow her progress. After I entered her flight number, my computer screen showed that her flight had crossed Austria and was skirting the northern part of Italy. From there, the plane would fly over the Mediterranean, south of the French Riviera toward Spain, and was scheduled to arrive on time. It seemed that the only thing I didn't know was what the flight attendants were serving for lunch. David continues, why did I care about my daughter's location and circumstances? Because I love her. I care about who she is, what she's doing, and where she's going in life. In Psalm 32, David celebrated the marvel of God's forgiveness, guidance, and concern for us. Unlike a human father, God knows every detail of our lives and the deepest needs of our hearts. The Lord's promise to us is, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Whatever our circumstances today, we can rely on God's presence and care, because the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in Him. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Leave me a traffic update. We have traffic. An update for weather. We have weather. All right, let's get to the important things I've got in my hand. The fourth and final $50 Elijah's Restaurant gift certificate. That was a very short one. All right, that's long enough. All right, you have to be able to answer this question off the last segment. And the question is, what is the only weapon that can break the power of a lie? If you know that, you want to call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. You will win a $50 Elijah's gift certificate for the best pastrami in San Diego. Also, you don't have to get pastrami. I just highly advise it because it's such a soothing element for you and really connects you to the show. When you eat corned beef or pastrami, you think, Dave, you got it. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Do not get discouraged if you do not win. I have made arrangements with our general manager, Professor Why Not. And just so you can know, we are going to give away a ton of stuff this year. It's great. You have money. We're talking about money. Money is in money. Gift certificates, passes to events, concerts, different things. It's going to be spectacular. So don't get upset and don't be mad, okay? Just like, okay, cool, we'll just try again and try again. That's what we're going to keep doing. But see how much fun we had doing this one. This was a blast. All right, we're going to get into our next segment. By the way, the question again was, the only weapon that can break the power of the lie is? If you know that, then you are on your way. And the answer is, because I assume we have a winner. We have our fourth winner. Yeah, that we do? Okay.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
He won right now. Jesus Gomez.
Hey, good job, Jesus. Appreciate it. So let's talk about that. The only weapon that break the power of the lie is the truth. And we need to understand how important that is. And I'm going to give you some cool, I'm telling you some cool stuff if you just follow me for just a split second. John 17:17, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. What did I say? I didn't write this. It's John 17:17. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. If the weapon that breaks the power of a lie is the truth, then we want the truth. Correct? Simple. From a spiritual warfare point of view, the weapon that breaks the lie is God's truth, His word. Sanctify them by the truth, John 17:17. Your word is truth. You know how people get mad at me? Like, well, stop telling people to read their Bibles. Okay, except for if you really get into it and get past the enemy trying to make it distracting for you, you get to understand that the truth is one of the weapons that you use to break the devil's lies, which is why he tries to make reading the Bible boring. You got to get that. How you can read a TV guide with more interest than the Bible should tell you everything you want to know in the universe. It just should tell you everything. I mean, if an alien came down and said, here's a book, read this, it's got all the secrets of the universe, I think you'd read it, you know, fervently, right? Well, in a sense, that's kind of how it happened, only this is not just an alien, this is the king of all aliens, so to speak. And yet he leaves a book and it's like, it's so hard to read. You bet. That's called the spirit of distraction, in case you were wondering what that was. So we understand that when Jesus fought against Satan and Satan tried to trip him up, what did Jesus use in his engagement?
He used the word of God. He said, it is written. It is written. It is also written. It is written. It is written. I think these are keys, right? These are things that we can utilize. John 8, 31 through 32, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold my teachings, you're really my disciples, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. You want to be set free from the lie? You have to know the truth. And by knowing the truth, you can defeat the power of the lie. If there is one line, Tugboat Todd, that we add, it's that line. By knowing the truth, you can defeat the power of the lie. You know what you can't do? You can't defeat the power of the lie if you don't know the truth. Say it any way you want. You know, there's I don't know if it's a myth or a fact, and don't call and tell me it's a myth or a fact. I just love talking about it. But when the FBI does their little counterfeit research, they don't go out and learn every single nuance of every bad dollar bill. Whether this is urban legend or not, it's still fantastic. They don't go out and hunt down every false dollar. They study the real dollar bill so that anytime they see something false, they can spot it in a second. Well, even if that's not true, that is exactly the principle that we need to use. If we know the truth, then when any lie comes, it doesn't have a chance because we know the truth. Now, in the next segment, we're going to hit on more of these, but I just want to hit on a couple of these. You want to play that sound real quick? Because these are called power punches. Power punches.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
Sure.
Little Hawaiian punch for you there. Here we go. Ready? I'm just going to do these. This is my favorite thing to teach out of the whole day. Ready? The enemy comes in with a lie and an imagination, and he uses this against us. He uses this against me. He uses this against you. Ready? 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 You are worthless. Have you ever felt like you were worthless? Ever felt like you didn't have high value? Did you ever feel like you weren't very important? Did you ever feel like you were like, well, whatever, I'm just whatever? Well, let's talk about the truth, because the truth defeats the lie, right? Well, we are chosen by God. Does God pick junk? Does God pick terrible things? Ephesians 1, 4, and 5, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with the pleasure of his will. God chose us in Jesus before the creation of the world. So when the enemy comes with a lie and says, you're worthless, you know what the truth says? You're special to the point where God has chosen you. You have value to the Lord. Are you more special than the brother next to you or the sister next to you? No. But you're not worthless. What's the cost for your redemption, my friend? What is the cost? It's the blood of Jesus Christ. You want to put a dollar value on that? You want to tell me what the blood of Jesus Christ is worth in dollar value? Because that's the price that was paid for you, so you're not worthless. So when the enemy says you're worthless, you go like, wow, that's the single worst thing you can come up with. Because the truth is, God paid the blood of Jesus Christ for me. You can't, I'm worth billions, I'm worth trillions. I think the blood of Jesus Christ goes beyond the scale of dollar value. There is no amount that you can put on that. How about something really simple that we all understand? God is far away from me. And then the devil goes, God is far from you, isn't he? And you're like, gosh, God is so far away from me. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So when the devil goes, well, you know, God's far away from you. You're worthless. You're just such a sinner. He doesn't even know who you are. Really? Well, if I read Deuteronomy 31, 6, I get to find out the devil is a liar because God is with me wherever I'm going. He's never going to leave me. He's never going to forsake me. And I don't have to be afraid of that. In fact, I can also utilize other passages that talk about the fact that God is present with me, like Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. He's with me wherever I go. I'm not away from God. God is not far. He's with me. In fact, he's so with me, when the birth of Jesus Christ took place, he was named Emmanuel, God with us. So when the devil comes against you and lies to you, or even when your flesh erupts because it's being dumb, you break down the lie with the power of the truth. I just want to use this last one, and then we're going to segue out and come back in and finish on these. But this is my absolute favorite, because the devil uses this all the time. Ready? The Bible is difficult to understand. You ever get that? The Bible seems so complex, it's difficult to understand. Ready? John chapter 11, verse 35. Here we go. Jesus wept. My friend, what is difficult about Jesus wept? That's shorter than see Dick run. See Jane run. See Dick fall. Jesus wept. Only two words. That's not difficult. The fact that the approach to Scripture, that it's so difficult to understand, is a lie. Do you understand everything in Scripture? No. But there's tons and tons and tons to understand. And it can start with the simple, Jesus wept. You get that, right? Jesus cried. Got it. You're a genius. And already you've proven to yourself the Bible is not difficult, just by using truth. We come back. I just want to hit on a couple more because I'm having way too much fun. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Want to be smarter? The group Lead From Within has several suggestions that will help you unlock your potential. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Some people are born smart. The rest of us have to work at it. Lolly Daskal, president and CEO of the group, suggests some daily activities that will help. First, question everything. Keep your eyes and mind wide open. The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, but the illusion of knowledge. Next, read as much as you can. Make reading a habit. Serious reading, not celebrity gossip and lists on the web. Even if it's just part of a chapter each day, stick to your reading schedule and your intellect will be enriched. Discover what motivates you. Find a topic and format that stimulates your mind. Think of new ways to do old things. To be innovative means making creativity more important than the fear of being wrong. Hang out with people who are smarter than you. Smart people have interesting things to talk about. Seek them out at work, in service organizations, and socially. Make time to reflect. We're all so distracted, it's easy to dash from one thing to another without pausing to consider what it means. Come up with new ideas daily. Carry a journal and jot down ideas when they come to you. Do something that scares you. Facing your fears makes you braver, smarter, and better able to withstand what life throws at you. And replace TV with online learning. Devote your break time to something more productive than social media or binge-watching TV. How would you describe your health care? Well, the word affordable probably is not the first word that comes to mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted health care option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast, Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel, San Diego, men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Thank you for joining me for the 1,000th show. I don't think we did too bad. Not a disappointing show. A lot of fun. Just so much material that I want to get to, and sometimes it's difficult, so therefore I talk fast. Well, that and the electric shock treatment when I was 2. That was another part of that. Yeah, what do you do? All right, so we're talking about power punches. Let's talk about the father of lies, and the father of lies is the enemy, Satan, also known as the opponent, and he tries to come into these lies in our lives that bring us down, that discourage us, that dissuade us, that push us away, and the way that you counteract that is by knowing the truth. Are you going to do this perfectly? No, but if you do it one more time than you're doing it now, you're a huge success. So if you use one biblical truth, and that one biblical truth gives you just one more victory in your walk between now and glory, that's a fantastic, fantastic thing. We know that the truth is the weapon that breaks the power of the lie. And we know from John 17:17, his word is truth. We talked about a couple of PowerPoints. We're going to close the show out with a couple more that I think are hugely important for us to grasp and maybe appreciate. Here's something that is going to blow your mind for those of you out there who think, I have wasted my life. Never heard the enemy drop that one on you? That's just a classic. I deal with that all the time when I'm talking to people. I have wasted my life. I've done nothing with this large portion. It's just a complete waste. There's nothing that can be done. Let me explain something to you about God. God can redeem quantity, which is time or volume or numbers, with quality. In Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, it says, the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house. This is the Lord speaking through his prophet, saying, what I'm going to do is going to be far superior than compared to what has been done. And in your life, if you think it's wasted, that's a lie. And in the truth of the kingdom of God, what God may do next could be the greatest thing that you've ever participated in. Your life is not wasted. God wastes nothing. After the devil was created and freaked out, God could have eliminated him, but because God doesn't like to throw things out, he just decided to use him as his flunky. That's how it goes. And we need to get on God's program, understanding God's insights and using his truth to break the lies. And the devil comes in there and goes, oh, it's wasted. You can never get it back. It's nothing you can do. Oh, the humanity. Give me a break. God can redeem quantity with quality in a moment. You're talking about the king of the universe who spoke forth the multiverse from his voice. I think he can rearrange your life so that it's got quality. You just think about some of these things. Look at In our lives, there's always this propensity. There's people that are afraid all the time. They're very fearful. I got a dog that, well, if that dog's got a disease, that dog's a cat. He's afraid. I mean, that's what he's always afraid. But see, the problem is that Christians act that way. There's 144 or so times, not 365, that's incorrect, but 144 times or so where the Bible says, fear not or don't be afraid. In Psalm 23, verse 4, David was pretty clear. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. It's a decision. You don't have to be afraid. You're not required to operate in fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear. So when the devil tries to drop it on you that you should be afraid, that all is this and all is, you don't have to do that. You don't have to respond to that. You don't have to yield to that. You're not required to acknowledge Satan as Satan tries to drop fear into your mind or into your heart. It's just not a requirement. My favorite one is this. I save the best for last. People who are Christians believe they are forgiven less now than when they first got saved. It is amazing how many Christians believe they are forgiven less now that they got saved than when they first got saved. So I'm going to tell you a little story about a guy named Ed Cole. He was talking to these missionaries, and these missionaries came back, and they confessed, you know, when we were in the mission field, we did this, and it was wrong. We feel it was a sin. And so Ed Cole said, okay, well, let's go to 1 John 1:9. Here's what it says. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. He goes, so let's confess the sins. They confess the sins. Then Ed Cole says, there you go. And you know what the missionary said? Well, we don't feel like we're any more forgiven. And you know what Ed Cole said? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you guys were Bible-believing Christians. And they were like, wait a minute. We are Bible-believing Christians. And then Ed Cole said, well, apparently you don't believe the Bible, because it says if you confess your sins, you're forgiven. So whether your feelings line up with that or not, nobody cares. God's truth is God's truth, and it prevails. You see, that's a truthful statement for Christians who walk around going, I'm forgiven less now. Really? Well, according to Scripture, if you confess, you're forgiven and cleansed of all unrighteousness. Well, I don't feel it. Well, too bad. Because God's truth prevails. That's where all of these truths, you know, I can never hear God. Really? Then why did Jesus say, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God? Why would he say that if you could never hear him? All of those lies that the devil gives you, forgiven less now, it's hopeless, you're financially lost, you can't hear God, it's a wasted life, you're worthless, the Bible is difficult, God is far away. Every one of those lies can be defeated by the weapon of the truth. Every one. And again, I'm not looking for you to do this perfect. Just do one better than you have. And your Christian walk will be better. That's it. There's nothing more to that. Let the father of lies be defeated right where the warfare is, between your left and right ear, in your mind, embracing the truth that comes from God. Sanctify them by thy truth. Your word is truth. Between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21, there is a lot of freedom waiting for you to access. Do so. Thank you for joining us for our 1,000th show. It was a lot of fun. Went by pretty fast. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. 22-hour break. Then we'll be back for more. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.